Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive revelation knowledge as it's found in the written word. This evening, we have glorious time as a fellowship together in the written word. Thank you, dear Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. To have wonderful fellowship with the written word this evening. Hallelujah. So, we are looking at the Christian faith and material wealth, right? Yeah, the Christian faith and material wealth. So, we're getting into a couple or a few more details as regards this teaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're now looking at what is the Christian faith? What is the Christian faith? And we said the Christian faith, okay, this should be the, is it ninth session now? Ninth? Huh? Is this the ninth session? I hope I'm correct. This is ninth session? Okay. So we've been up on this teaching for 2 weeks, 2 months. Wow, that's quite long. I didn't expect that. Okay, so we said the Christian faith is not about going to heaven. I know some people don't like to hear that. They, why would you say that? It's not about going to heaven. But rather, the Christian faith is about heaven. It's not about going to heaven, but about heaven. Hallelujah. The Christian faith, you said, it has to do with God's facts in the earth, God's heaven in the earth. God wants to make the whole earth his heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Christian faith deals with our responsibility in God's vision. Our role, or it deals with God's vision and our role in God's vision. What is God's vision? What's God's vision for man? You know, oftentimes I have reasons to talk with a couple of people who, either one way or the other, have left the country for Japan or are planning to. And I keep telling them, why do you want to leave? And everybody keeps saying one thing. The country is hard. The country is hard. What kind of nonsense is that? The place you are going. Some people in Nigeria can't work 2 jobs. You hear this? When they go there, they're being 2 jobs. And they sleep 8 hours, some people 6 hours. Let's go 6 hours, so you watch Prime Video into the night. Or you watch Netflix. Sleep 6 hours. Over there, people get to struggle with like 3 hours. So what are you running to do? The things you can't take in your country, you go there and you take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I keep telling them. So we say, oh, I want to go and do God's will. what's the meaning of that? You know, that's what Christian people want to say to their pastors. I want to go and do God's will. Only God's will is a taboo. What are you saying? I want to go and do God's will. Do it here, let's see. Yeah? Let's do God's will. No. Hallelujah. Our friend shared something time ago with us, and he said, they were in the airport of a foreign country. Foreign country. And everybody, and they were to come to Nigeria, everybody stayed on the queue. Nobody did. Everybody obeyed themselves. And those immigration guys took their time. When they knew, yes sir. You will send you back, yes sir. Even the ones you cannot hear. Leave all those people, they think they are hearing. Yes, sir. They don't stop, they don't stop, they will all run. And they stayed in the queue for hours. You remember they were approaching the airport. They made the announcement. They are about to land. Approaching Muritala Muhammad Airport. Everybody, the Nigerians in there will go. Ah! Actually, they got down.
Some people obey.
Then he got an idea.
How do we change? You know, this is another class. How do we change also? Actually, you see me not standing. But some people just can't do standing. Say, no, I won't take it.
Who is the boss? Let's say you know the person that is the boss.
I want to talk to you. Okay, who are you? When did they employ you?
How do you know that?
Is that just standard Nigerian suit? One time like that, Paroshaku shared with us that he was with one of his boss,
who happened to be
either a grandson of a former president of Nigeria. So he got down from the flight, international airport, and one of the people was like, no, what is that?
No, I'm not making.
This guy is obeying himself in another man's country now. So his boss walked up to him and said,
Do you know who I am?
That's what the guy was saying.
Do you know who I am?
You have nobody. Because the person you are talking to, his father was the one-time prime minister of Nigeria. Do you know who I am? And the guy just said, well, I don't know. But I guess my father's picture, my grandfather's picture is in your pocket. Somebody to be hypocrite. It's not like me, Japa. You want me doing what I cannot do. So don't deceive yourself. That's my age. Because I would die. You are very young. So that is why I should be in Japa. I should be here. Glory to God. Amen. Okay. So the Christian faith is not about Japa. About God's will in the earth. Hallelujah. And the earth starts from your location. The earth starts from where you are.
How are you handling the work of the ministry from where you stay?
Amen. What are you doing? So we said the whole of the Christian life deals with our Christian faith. Hallelujah. The whole of it. Hallelujah. So we began looking at material wealth. And we said material wealth is forced by human endeavors. Right? You see before is by human endeavors. I will say.
Can't God just give us miracle of money?
Some people like that. Miracle money.
I told that we're going to answer miracle money today.
Hallelujah. But first of all, we said God doesn't make people wealthy. Write it down in capital letters. God doesn't make people wealthy. Stop. Now, look up here. Can you, who is a Nigerian, you deal with Naira,
In fact, your Naira is trying to be done. And you now say, the reason, you have to do not. And you're now saying, a country like the United States, you are the reason why the United States is rich in dollar. How? A friend of mine, when we're in school, will ask a question. We'll say, what concerns vulture and clipper? Vulture doesn't need clipper because it doesn't have hair to bat. Amen? What concerns you and making the United States wealthy here in Nigeria? Hallelujah. I said that to say this. Though it might not relate 100%, but I said that to say this. Price tag on things. Listen, price tag on things is man-made. God didn't put price tag on anything. So you have to settle it. God didn't put price tag on anything. Everything God gives is free. Right? You see, how does God give? Free. God doesn't put price tag. It's man that puts price tag on things. Therefore, why would you say it is God that makes people rich? No. Listen, why God said this man is rich is because I have looked at him from human sense and said this guy is rich. Who are you following? God didn't put price on anything. It's not that put price. So if man determines who is rich and who is God, who's God? Okay, hear me. It's man that put price on things. So it's man that determines the rich and the poor. Obey me. Wealth is not God made, it's man made. So I told us, I said, some people will say, Abraham's blessings are mine. And I think Abraham's blessing is the money Abraham has. And that would be a lie. From the James of life. Corporate is no breaking me. You are lying. That's a lie. Hallelujah. Because I showed us and we saw from scriptures that Abraham was wealthy before God called him. God didn't make Abraham wealthy. And the reason why, and I told us that the way people get wealthy is by work, right? Sometimes by inheritance. Amen. We saw it. Hallelujah. In fact, Bible did not say, Bible shows us, we saw last week, that you could get wealthy even by wrongdoing. And Paul warned, even Jesus warned us, that we shouldn't get rich by that failure. He said, don't be covetous. You see that? Paul was saying in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, he will say, do celebrate that steal no more, rather let him walk with his head. That means you could get material increase by stealing. Amen. But the scripture admonishes not to go in the wrong way. You get me? The scripture asks us to walk. Yes. If God makes people wealthy, you shouldn't be walking. Just say, oh, all you need to do is just preach the gospel. As I'm coming on dinner is hard. You guys need to break fast is hard. Dinner is hard. Amen. And now they're coming home, deny that. No, who made it? Angels did. As they're coming home, you just see 10 billionaires at your door. Yes. Most of you have that thought. Oh God, let me just go in now. Let me just gather up 1 million. Yes. Amen. Paul says in Acts chapter 4, chapter 7, he says, these hands provided for my needs. What am I following? So you must understand that. Bible teaches hard work. You should walk. Hope you're following me. We saw all this in the weeks before. Let's get a bit into some things. Okay. I want to show you something I did in the second week. Isaiah 48 from verse 17. You know, I bet people say, but the Bible says it is God that teaches you to make well. Did you need no prophet? God teaches you the prophet. I wonder how they got those scriptures together. Amen. And there's something that I'm going to show us, maybe not today, next week. But you have to be careful. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. It said, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to prophets, which leadeth thee by the way that should go. And the prophet there is God that teaches you to do business. See. If you allow, I heard this from Reverend Kenneth Hagin of Bora Hagin of Blessed Memory. But I didn't understand the import until I heard it again from Pastor Shelley. Now, the reason why I didn't understand the import of it was I heard him say,
You cannot want to be prosperous materially, and you go and in your business, and you go and meet a prophet. How? A Bible will not give you prophecy for you to be prosperous. In fact, I can tell you for free, I've seen people who run their business by prophetic inquiry, and those businesses are out of, in fact, they are not in business today. Prophetic took them out of business. Prophet took them out of business. Hallelujah. You got to be wise. Amen. You got to be wise. You got to know that you should understand the difference. Hallelujah. You should know the difference. This is business. Money, cash. Oh. Hallelujah. Are you following me? You should know that. You should be wise about it. I prophesy that your pink coin will grow. How will it grow? It crashed. Say no, and say by the Spirit should invest in bank and in what do you call? In Santos. Thank you, God bless you. I hope you don't have any money there. You should invest. And somebody now came. The new, the person was even marketing the fact your pastor is a marketer. I can tell you very well, he was marketing. You want to market, you want me to market you. I can market you and sell to you what you don't need. But I'm not getting it. Sir, the new, the new gold mine. How did she even put it? She's there, she's looking at me. It's pink coin. Pink coin, the real deal. I said pink coin. How is it? The pink coin. That is the new crypto. I laugh. Then I'm convinced, Pastor John, and I keep to convince me. I said, you know what? Use your money and then you start going. I love you, man. Use your own money. That's your business. Until the day that I brought plantain. There are only three coins, plantain. And tomato. Are you joking? Is this how I want to make money? Is this how I want to have to make? Plantain and money. Your problem is... Glory to God. Amen. So, leave God out of it. Glory to God. Leave God out of it. It's just like bringing God into politics. That's what it means. No, I cannot bring God into politics, but I can bring him into finances, into money, into your business. It's the same thing. Hallelujah. Let us separate things. Glory to God. Let us separate. Don't bring God into politics. You see what I say? Don't bring him into that. Hope you're following me. I believe that, sorry, you can't even bring God into football. Sure, alright. Say God. Was it God that made the ball? Was it God that found out to design the ball? Why? And I believe God only wants one player. Just one player. And that is still Ronaldo. I believe so. And one team, Chelsea. And Chelsea's playing, heaven is watching. Anyway. Don't quote me outside. But I believe so. Amen. You don't know. Where is the name? Which team are you supposed to? Go and sit outside. Because she's not a believer that she just looked down. But I believe God watches Ronaldo and Chelsea. And sometimes me when I'm kicking, you know. Hey, that's my son. I say yes, sir. Amen. So let's continue. Let's say a few things. Okay, look at verse 17. It says, and thus said the Lord God, okay, that teacheth thee to profit. Let's look at that. Now, is it talking about profit materially? No. If you read in context what it was talking about, we're talking about deliverance. We're talking about salvation. He says, look at verse 16. Okay, if you read from verse 12, if you want to talk about Israel, amen? And that's deliverance. And when you get to verse 16, okay, look at what verse 16 say, I have spoken, yea, I have called him, and I have brought him, and he shall make his ways prosperous. He says, come ye near unto me, yea this, I have not spoken in secret. Who's in that?
have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, that, I mean, there am I, and now the Lord God and the Spirit have sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. Amen. Amen. He says, oh, that thou had hearkened to my commandment, then had thy peace has been then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels like the grave thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. So he was talking about their salvation, and then he reminds them. Hallelujah. So when he said that teachers did took profit, he wasn't talking about business, he was talking about his living. You see that? And he was using it in connection to what? His plan in Genesis. His will in the earth. Did you see that? His will in the earth. Thy seed. Then when thou hearkens to my word, when thou hearkens, then if your seed grow like the sand of the sea, so see sure, he was referring to that. Did you see that? So that he said it to profit was not about business, but about his will in the earth. Hallelujah. So these are things you need to read in context. Amen. Amen. That's very, very vital. So, in all this we said, you as a believer, right, in as much as you know that material prosperity is by human endeavor, as a believer, you mustn't then take your eyes off God for provision. Can you trust God for provisions materially? Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. You should learn to. But it's not. He wants you well, not just your spiritual life, but also your physical life. So if God has a provision, we're going to see. We're going to see that, but not today. But God has a provision, or God has put in, has set forth a mechanism through which He meets our needs. It's in the scriptures. God has set a mechanism in place through which He meets our needs, material. Hallelujah. God has. God has. Hallelujah. Whilst you walk, isn't that? You have to walk on. What am I following you? You have to walk. In fact, we saw something in Thessalonica when Paul said to them, see, he that does not walk, you shouldn't give to that person. Isn't that? If you are not walking, you shouldn't even give. But what of this thing is, but when the thing is not now working, you shouldn't even give. You are not making effort. He said that is how people became busybodies. Did you see that? That means scripture teaches that you should walk with your hands. That's how you get wealthy. It's not God. It was God that was making you wealthy. The richest man should be a Christian. They are not. Hallelujah. In Africa, Jacob is not a Christian. Elon Musk is not a Christian. Bill Gates is not a Christian. Some people from time were trying to prove that Brigade was from Jew or from Israel. No. Zero. Is it born again? No. Hallelujah. Joseph, the born again. That is making love. Come on, son, answer. In fact, there is this principle in, what's the name of this thing? Commercial. Well, in the US. Is it trade war? I can't remember. War trade. So they said, you fake it till you make it. That is not a problem. So he's in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. You fake it till you make it, but you make it till you fake it. Some people do it. When you're going for a business, this thing will attract you some money. Even if you don't have transport to go back with Uber, you know you're going to jump down for, but you got your Uber. By the grace of God, you got your Uber. We are on suit. Suit sometimes. You borrow suits. Some people borrow suits to go for interviews. I borrow some people my suits.
and some people were not in church yet. So go for it. Follow suit.
Yeah. You don't even know how to eat it, fork and spoon, but because they are going for one dinner, that go to YouTube, learn it. When they are tired, they just put one hand. You are faking it. You are not the real you. The real you. You will not swallow with spoon. We know. You know me, I know you. Amen. Use your hand. Most times when I go for function and they ask, what do you want to eat? I don't need to lie. They give me swallow. But the worst part, the one I don't like is when I'm not able to eat the swallow with spoon. Can I wash my? When you look at the calendar of the religious system, but you know it will not go anywhere. Amen. So does God provide? How does God provide?
So in answering that question,
let's see. We said material prosperity comes from human endeavors, right? Comes from human endeavors. So does God provide? Let's answer that question by answering another question. How about miracles of provision? Can we have miracles of provision? Hallelujah. Can we have miracles of provision? Well, in scriptures, there are records of miraculous provision in scriptures, and which we must examine closely.
Amen.
Which we must examine closely.
Well, before we look at that, I want to ask you about something. We trust God for miraculous provision. Hallelujah. You can trust God.
Amen.
My needs are met, my dues are paid by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
But that's what I'm teaching you. God's mechanism. We're going to get there. Not today. But you see, God's mechanism that has been put into you.
Hallelujah.
And how we can flow in line with this as believers to ensure that needs are met. God has put into the mechanism. And at the same time, those mechanisms can also be called miracles. We're going to see that.
Amen.
But are there miracles of provisions where we miraculously get things provided? Even in the Old Testament, you have miracles of provisions. We're going to get to that.
Hallelujah. Either this week, next week, or upper week. Oh, upper week should be workers' convention, right? Upper week is workers' convention. But we're going to see how we're going to put everything together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's see a few things. But before we see that, miracles, when it comes to miracles, actually, that's why it's called miracles. Miracles is actually an intervention in the natural course of order.
Never forget that.
Miracles is an intervention in the natural course of order. Now that means, when it's an intervention in the natural course of order, it therefore means that miracles is not supposed to be I want to look for a best word to say.
Miracles is not supposed to be the natural course of order.
There's a natural course of order. Hallelujah. So miracles is just an intervention in it, but it's not supposed to be the natural course of order. Hope you're following me. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hope you're following me.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
And that's why I say that to a whole lot of people. Shouldn't be. In the ministry of Jesus, we have records to show that he had miracles of provision. But yet, in those miracles of provision, they were very few compared to miracles of healing. Healing was more than the miracles of provision.
And it's also a reason. Hallelujah.
It's also a reason. Hallelujah. I showed us that the miracles of healing was the
closest to his work in redemption. I told us that, right? Was the closest to his work in redemption.
But miracles of provisions are not much. Hallelujah. Therefore, making you see that the miracles of provisions were not done for sustenance. No, well done for sustenance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let's understand why the miracles of provisions were few. Why is it so? Let's examine some of the miracles of provisions of Jesus. Or let's examine all of it. We're going to see all of it today, tonight. Look at John 2. The first is the turning of water to wine at the wedding of Cana. Now, verses 2, John 2. It says, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother said to Jesus, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. And the mother said unto his servant, whosoever he said unto you, do it. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Do it. And you know the story after. Hallelujah. And he set this water pot of stones after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing two or three fainting asses. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bore it, and when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water, it was made wine. Did you see that? There was a miracle.
Was that a miracle? Was there a need?
There was a need. They ran out of wine. And they had dignitaries there. Food has finished. Only people at the back are sad. I say bad boy, I say, no.
And Jesus was
called. And there was a meal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's take down a few things. One, this was the first and only time we had such miracles in scriptures. The first and the only time. You don't have any other miracle. Was this the only wedding Jesus attended?
Exactly so.
Amen.
But you know what? There was no other place in scripture where water was talked about. If you see another place, let me know.
Amen.
There was no other place where water was talked about.
Take note of that. One. In fact, when Jesus needed wine at the supper, they brought real wine. There was no water that was turned to wine. Did you see that? They brought wine. He didn't say, no, don't stress yourself, don't go to market. I will make water turn wine. No. Amen. So for you to see, that was an exception. It didn't happen any other place again. And two, the miracle was for an immediate use or an immediate need. It was to meet an immediate need and not for sustainability. Hallelujah. Or wealth creation.
Is it here that those people began to manufacture wine, or the wine never finished? They just kept on supplying.
That is the hazard of prosperity message, prosperity gospel. It's a very stupid gospel.
Very stupid one.
What's the hazard of it? They'll tell you that Elisha just, you man at the Elisha just kept pouring water. Nobody came well.
Where did you see?
They just get pouring water. Be lying small. Even if the people you are lying to didn't go to school, remember one day they will go to school. And they will have sense to know that what they are saying is nonsense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That gospel is smelly. Let's see another one. So, the wine was for that occasion alone. Did you see that? There was no place that was recorded that they now went to do, they now started doing, using it to trade. To get, they began to trade wine. Water to wine.
Now they say, water to wine manufacturing company.
If not, someone like Felicia will be selling wine by today. Water to wine. Just lay hands, water turn to wine. Say, no need, no, not that number, let's sell. Amen. Glory to God. Another thing to observe is verse 4, Jesus' words. Look at Jesus' words in verse 4. He says, my hour is not yet come. You shouldn't lose. Even if any other thing gets lost on you, you must not miss that. Because that is the essence of the miracle. You see that? Hallelujah. So when he says my hour there, he was referring to his death and resurrection. Look at John 13:1. Quickly rush to John 13:1. He said, now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, this is which was in the world. So his hour there, when he knew his hour to depart, this is that was referring to his death. Amen. Look at John 8. John 8, verse 20. And looking at this, John 8, 20. He says there, and this word spoke Jesus in the treasury as he stood in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Which hour? His hour when they will lay hands on him. So John is writing what has happened. He was writing a story that has happened, right? That he was part of. And he said he knew the hour he was talking about was the time he was going to be captured. So he said, he included that thing so that you will know that that was not there, because it was not the time for him to be captured. Did you hear that? Amen. So the hour there was the hour of his death. What am I following? Something else to see. John chapter 17 verse 1. John 17 1. This was when Jesus was on, was after here he was caught. After this prayer he was called. Look at what it says. And this was Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Did you see that? He says, glorify thy son, and thy son shall glorify thee. So we're talking about the hour for the redemption work. Death, burial, resurrection, and also the ascension. Did you see that? The hour for redemption. Amen. So the idea will be used to represent his death, burial, or death, resurrection, and ascension. So the miracle, in the miracle of turning water into wine, he spoke of his resurrection and exaltation. Hence, the essence of the miracle will be seen in verses 11, John 2:11, see that. So he spoke of it. So why that miracle was about to happen, he spoke about his resurrection. Look at verse 11. Are you there? John 2:11. It says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Did you see that? They did what? Believe on him. So the essence of the miracle is that his disciples would believe on him. Did you see that? Amen? Amen? So the miracle was not for sustainability. That every time we now be having wine. Wine did not finish. That people drank and drank, it didn't finish. Oh, it finished. Amen? It finished. But at the same time too, the essence of it was pointing that they should believe on him. Hope you're seeing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's take another one, Luke 5. Luke 5. Yeah, Jesus was about to call his disciples. Luke 5. From verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed on him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which is Simon's, and prayed him that he should thrust out a little from the land. That is, he should. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Did you see that? And when he had left, and when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and set down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering him said to him, Master, we have toiled all night. Did you see that? And have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Did you see that? Say, ah!
So, Peter was a fisherman by profession. It was business. So he said, Master, all night.
But because of what you said, I'll do it. Did you see that? So he trusted God. And Simon answered, said to him, oh, okay, verse 6. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their nets. And their nets break. Did you see that? And they beckon unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Did you see that? So the ships were full of fishes. And Simon Peter saw it and fell down at his knees, saying, Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord. Amen. See? For he was astonished, and they that were with him at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Simon said, and Jesus said to Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Did you see that? Thou shalt catch men. Watch that. This was a miracle. Hallelujah. There was no fish at all. Professionally, there was no fish. Hallelujah. But they had a miraculous catch. A miraculous catch. Now, let's take note. The ship that Peter was using was for commercial purpose. He was a businessman. Hallelujah. Amen. After this incident,
did you hear that Peter became the wealthiest man in Israel? Did you see that? Shows you that miracle didn't make Peter wealthy. But there's this joke. I and my friend, we used to give back them saying, Jesus didn't hand over his mother to Peter. Hand over his mother to Joe. This was easy. Very bad doctrine. We say, we used to say that. So, we don't give ourselves names. So, Yahweh will call Jeremiah Peter for a reason. I can't stand over my mother. My mother.
Jesus name! We will not collaborate with Acts of Apostles chapter 3. Say, remember, Peter didn't say, Silver and gold have we not? Because he didn't know what was in John's pocket. Jesus handed over his mother. Say, mother, my very vital to me. He didn't have like mother to Peter. Peter has confirmed it. Whether they see my uncle, Haba, I know. So you say we. Because John can have it in the car. Haba! They see that was a broke minister. I don't want to go into that. We just turn
the book of Acts to another thing. You say, how's right?
That allowed me to talk about Peter. So my friend, I went to put it on Facebook one day. Another pastor, whose name is Pastor Peter, has shown some of you his church, right? In this map, look, Pastor Peter. Now defended Peter's ministry. They have Peter's call. I'm like, you guys are not serious. We know if you are joking, though. Yeah, I took it serious. Amen. Well, Peter wasn't the richest man. Even after this miracle, or fishes, was it still the richest man? So to make you know that the miracle was also making wealth. Did you see that? Can you see? The miracle wasn't to make you wealth. However, look at verse 10. Acts 5:10, quote it. It says to them, Fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. Amen. So that is the essence of that miracle. He showed them the miracle, right, of a great cat,
and he said, "You will catch men."
So that means the miracle was to point to them what their task will be as his disciples, their major role as his apostles.
They will catch men. Just as you caught fishes. The miracle of fishing was to point to men. You will catch men alive.
Hallelujah.
You use that word.
You will catch men alive. Hallelujah. You will catch men alive. And when did that start happening?
Acts chapter 3.
They had a heavy catch
in Acts 3.
They saved.
You see that?
Heavy catch. Just like it was in that miracle.
Heavy catch.
3,000, I mean Acts 2, sorry. 3,000 men got saved in one day.
Hallelujah.
And from there, you saw it in Acts 4, in Acts 5, in Acts 6.
Hallelujah. So Acts 5, Acts 6.
Hallelujah.
Multitudes.
They connect. Multitudes were added. Great numbers were added. Many were added.
Hallelujah.
They were now catching men alive. That is the essence of that miracle.
Did you see that?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come back here. Oh yeah. To your seats. Oh, you see. See there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that was the essence of the world.
Catch men alive. So you will find it in the mirror.
Amen.
So when you have
to say,
I'm
going to
rob.
Look at. And Peter began to distribute fish. Were you there? He began to do supply of fish. Were you there? Amen. Glory to God. So that means that miracle would have met their immediate need. Would it have? Yes, would have met their immediate need. But never made them wealthy. Who are following me? Glory to God.
Are you aligning yourself to what I'm saying today? Are you aligning yourself to what I'm saying today? Oh God, let me just go out and see 10 billion. Come on, after I get a prayer.
It will not happen. If you see it, return it to the authority. You know, okay, you're hearing me. Money entered your account, then you say, ah, my God, return it. I did it to one of my friends, and the guy got angry. When we were sitting in university, I thought, I need to return it back. On a Saturday, I guess, on a Saturday. It happened on a Friday. I just got a miraculous alert. Boom! I don't know when you get about, how much was that? Just hit the guy's account, bam! The guy came to show me. That was the wrongest move he made. But that was the best move he had made. In his heart, that was the wrong move. He came to meet me as his pastor, as his friend and pastor. He came to meet me there. Truth be told, I was broke. I needed money. You know, even if he says, God bless you. This person is someone that can tell you withdraw the money and give to me. That was why it wasn't hard for me to take him back to the bank on Monday. What is that? On his shoulder says, don't spend it. He said, no! This is the wrong thing. You don't remember who prayed about this piece of his life. That is not his prayer. You don't know that I don't work it out. You think it's God? Remember now? Remember? Remember Pastor K? I don't want to mention his school name. Remember Pastor K? He told us to come with our account number. It has happened. I said, this is nothing. This is nothing. He said, no, sir. Can't you see? The Lord, he said, you know, the school, they said, the Lord give us bread of the meter. I just think I he couldn't bring it. I said, you know what, this is not the bread. He said, seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He said, this is the bread. He said, remember, you are not using scripture. He said, remember, you told us, you told me. Because he was money member first, as at that point. Then we now grew. He said, remember, he told me the Lord will come for the seed and he will multiply it.
That is it, Pastor. Lord, you remember that prayer was we calling for the peace. The Lord has multiplied it.
I say it's not. I'm serious. Because after that prayer, I went to meet that pastor care. I said, see, this prayer will pray. It's fraud. He said, no. And then it's fraud. I told him, see, this thing. He said, my father will not send him money. How will the money enter? Simple banking. You know somebody would have made mistake. He said, no. Then the pastor will shock him. He now gave me one very nasty testimony. That somebody miraculously paid money. He never paid money to his account. He doesn't know. He called his father to call me. He called his mother. He called the doctor. Nobody. I said, somebody has made a mistake. He said, no. Now ask him, how much was the money? $3,000. Even the person that made the mistake will pay.
If I make mistake in the bank, just this week I paid a 15K to somebody's account. The fact that you just make, you know, you don't see some dusty.
I'm not about yesterday. Just drop money today. But now imagine you have a mistake of 100,000. You have to drop it to somebody's account. How? We will look for that account. We'll follow
that account here. $100,000. How? So, I have to told the brother, let's go to bank. On Monday, now go to bank.
Lo and behold, one, this person was a female and she was pregnant and she's married. So we just came and now, well, no, they are there. Let's tell you too much. So when she said, she had to come to work on Saturday. Work on Saturday was not for fun, so she came to the church with her partner to school. Then she said she had resolved that she was going to pay. How much is that? Contract staff. I was doing that. And she was too happy. She quickly moved money and she was just saying, God bless you. God bless you. Because I was still able to spend the money on the God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And I was saying amen. They will be getting my accounts. I was saying amen. If you have not respond to me, I don't know what I'm saying. I was getting angry. But then I said, I don't see. So I hear it's nothing of me. It's not God bless that will talk. And the guy got angry. I just left me.
Very fine. He left me. I get what he meant by that. He just left me.
And if you want to talk to me, well, I got him talking back to me. Well, that is money. Money you will drop, you won't get back. What do you know that?
How long you talk about? What? But it's just very simple. Somebody didn't have to pay. How can you not say that God has provided? That is not God has provided money. That was a mistake. Amen. They're driving your car. You carried someone. And the person is now for God's money. Dollar.
You saw inside the wallet, you saw phone number. You threw away the phone number.
He said, the Lord, the earth is the Lord and the fruit is the Lord. The earth and all that there is in the earth are all of the Lord.
You saw, they can trace, you remove the dollar there. They can trace me, maybe there's a chip here. You throw the money.
You drop the money and say, oh, thank you, Jesus.
You are a thief. The difference between you and me is that you are not carrying
something. I'm telling you the truth. You must learn how to return it to authority. What if the authority is they don't remit it back to the owner? You've returned it. Be at peace and go home. If you have a number,
call the person. Don't call the person and have the stressing business for people like that. You don't just want to return, you say, I'm telling someone how not to look when you reach. You have to walk clean. You know the person cannot be a thief. And then your number goes offline. You're a thief. God knows my heart has respected. I'm not sorry. Amen. Even if the person says, God bless you. What is the
Satan doesn't give you anything. Will you be turning it to collect something? Amen.
No, you have to be taught. You see, when, I already said it. When things have gone wrong in the world, the place to correct it is the church.
That is true.
Amen.
They turn it.
So what if I'm broke? When you are returning it, you can tell the person, sorry please, I'm broke. Can you give me money?
Uh-huh.
But to now spend someone else's money is thief. Thief. Only here. Alright, don't do it. They're just some people are not doing it for Facebook. For Twitter. Then now, I want to report. Let's go call them in Nigerian Info. Hey, somebody to go money. I want you to be here when I want to return it. Not I will capture life as a man of the year.
Yes.
So that international organization will see I'm returning the money. Return it. Don't go for the crowd.
Hope you're hearing me.
Yeah, you must have a pure heart. That's what a child does. Have a pure heart.
Amen. You receive wrong alerts in your account. Use your phone, use your credit. Eh? And call. Remember one time like that, I wanted to recharge my phone. I don't miss a number.
The last 2 digits. Instead of you put 5-9, instead of you put 4-7, and I put 7-4. And I'm going to get cash of 1K. Let me load my phone.
Download 1,000 naira. Ah! I didn't see the money. And I have to go and check again. Jay, I want to make a mistake. I quickly called that number. So I called the person and said, please respond to somebody, please. That happened to me one time. I said, try to load my phone and network bounced it back. Because the number wasn't existing. Let me not peace. And I said, sorry. I'm technically loaded your phone by mistake. As 1,000. So wait, let me check. So he called the call. I called back after 10 minutes. He said, oh yes, I saw it. God bless me. I was like, sorry, I got a sorry, it was a mistake. And I said, the last time I loaded this one was last 3 years. Well, whenever I get the money, I just call the call. I knew this one. It's an opportunity. Don't worry about it. That's God. Yes.
Alright,
God. I like it. Because I asked, okay, I'm going to try that number after a week. After 1 week, I tried the number. My number was busy. Let that block me. Thank you,
dear. Amen. Amen.
The second thing, now the miracle of catching of fish happened twice. But after the second time, it didn't happen again.
Amen. To show you it was not irregular. Amen. John 21. To show you it was not irregular. It was not a norm. Not a norm for them to be having miracle catching of fish. What are you hearing? Amen. I want to share an example with you. I think I have many examples as regards. I remember my mom, she still sells. She's still a trader. So one time like that, she went to market and market was very dry. Very, very dry.
Listen,
and then she said, Lord, I trust in you. She told me this story. I said, Lord, I trust in you. Trust in you. Men will come and buy. I believe you will be. At that day, men did not just come. Men did not just come. She was about closing. They were still coming. She was not begging them that she had closed. And this. She was so happy. She told me. She was so happy. She counted money.
Where is my market? Is a place somewhere in the air
where they say something. So now she don't want to do it another time. Market was not just dry, but overdry.
She tried to do it.
So she asked me, why? What did that happened?
Hallelujah.
It's not for sustainability.
Isn't it? Hallelujah. No,
remember one time too,
I was trying to share with us that we have many believers, you know, logistics before our big logistics is. And then they had a small pool of rice. Right? So they discovered that they kept eating from that pool of rice. And it wasn't finished. They just kept eating. Imagine
That is the same mindset that I need to run the ministry every year. You will not just have all that. You will not have anything.
You
don't even need to happen like that. Now because
the guy who did that finish one day, he finished that day. Amen. You need to realize he finished that day. Amen. But he was able to meet that immediate. Okay, following.
I was understand that. There was a time like that too.
I needed money to do something. In fact, I woke up and I said I wanted to buy a couple of seats.
What's that?
No?
Who's that?
Is this? Come. No.
Okay. So, where was I? So I know I needed to. Oh, my time is up. I know I needed to meet some needs. Then I wasn't working.
I need to buy CDs. It was impressed in my heart to buy CDs. I don't share this thing with someone, the pastor. I need to buy some CDs.
And that day, what I had was the 100 naira. I personally put the 100 naira in my pocket.
So I was not praying. And I had an impression in my heart of some stories about some people. So it's just a word I heard. Just a word. That just go and buy what you need to buy. But don't look at your pocket. That's it. It's not a discussion. Amen. Something from Google. So I discovered that
in my own time. Because it's not rocket science.
Hallelujah. What is that? Because before that, when I bought all these things that I needed to buy, it was more than 100 there. All from different shops. I bought them from different shops.
And the money was still there.
In fact, I ended up buying, I guess it was Coke.
You know, the last thing that I bought that night. But you know, I just got lost 200 in my pocket.
But the next day, I wanted to try it. So it was just a new time.
Now, I won't call it multiplication of money. No. It was not multiplication of money. It was
God providing for me to eat an immediate need. And there was just that story of instruction. Amen?
I remember one time, also, I'd like to share this.
A dear man of God shared that he was running for a week. They have no, so he drove to a point that the square got small. The square. So the car couldn't move. So I was finished and there was no police station. The next station was very far. They just came up and told his driver, you know what? What do you have? He said they had a gallon by nearby was water. It's not still gallon of water. And they said, pour it into the car.
What?
They poured it. And I imagine you. That happened before.
I don't understand.
You know what
that. Now there was an audience, and it was going for a believer's meeting. That was that provision there. Today, don't go and drive. This is camp. Pull water out. You will not just buy engine. You will buy the old car. And you will not say you're a brother.
Amen. Well, so that you know.
Amen. You can have position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But something else we will see that will be vital is that you won't find any of these in the ministry of the apostles. And it's for a reason. To make you know that miracles are
is an intervention in the natural. But yes, God has a mechanism that he has put in place to meet us. Hallelujah.
God has a mechanism. And one of it is to work with your hand. If you understand the fact that to work with your hand is God's mechanism,
you will work. You will not be either. You just work with your hand. Hallelujah. Work with your hand.
So, the last before we'll take the other one next week into some other weeks. But we'll try to spend more time next week with us. That means we'll start earlier next week. Try to spend more time. So now we can cover this and some other things. Hallelujah. In John 21 too, just quickly before we close. John 21. Like I said, you will not find it again in any part of the apostolic ministry, the book of Acts and the like. And so everything, like I said to us. But did they have miracles of healing? They do. Hallelujah, they had miracles of healing. But this provision
is something I'm going to show you how God provided. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not that miracle of provision ended, God has not provided particular resources at all. No. But you know what? You must understand the fact that miracle is an intervention. What can happen? Many times there is need of provision. Because there is a mechanism God has put. And that mechanism itself is a mirror. Hallelujah.
Okay, follow me. But take note, it's not to make you rich. How will you get rich? Your hands. Walk. Take opportunities. Take risk. Where we can take risk. They are going to lose money. The fear of losing money is the reason why people are poor. But this is not a business class. One business, come for business school. Not in church. Hallelujah. John 21, are you there? From verses 1 into 7. In verses 1, and this Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the sea, and on this wise he showed himself. They were together, Simon, Peter, and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana, and in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two other of his disciples. Simon said unto them, I go a fishing. Some people think, Simon is now going back to the world. No, I go a fishing is a regular word for when you say I'm going to work. Amen. So it's not like they stop fishing because they were with Jesus. No. But it says, I guess I explained this during GPLR, right? When he says, I go out fishing, he's not saying they went to follow Jesus, they stopped walking so that they can do ministry. No. It was like, I'm going to walk in the morning. He said, I'm going to walk. And others said, we are going with you, let's go to walk together. Okay. So they want to walk together. Not as if he was going to the world. I've heard people say nonsense about this. That he went from full-time ministry to part-time ministry. He had gone to the world. No. Amen. So they followed him, and when they were fishing, look at verse 4, by the morning they caught nothing. Verse 3, they caught nothing. In verse 4, Jesus stood by the seashore, but the disciples did not know it was Jesus. And he said to them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered, no. And he said, cast thy net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for multitudes of fishes. You see that? So he was actually going back to the Jews and said, what are you doing here? Right? But no. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, may arguably John, said to Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he gripped his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked. That is, he was not wearing clothes, shirt. He was not wearing shirt. He's a fisherman. So he jumped into the sea and tried to go meet Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. What that they had a miraculous catch.
Hallelujah. That's a miraculous catch. So So this miracle happened after the resurrection, right? Why after the resurrection? If you read and he's the second and the last, if you read Acts 1:3, Luke made us see that Jesus showed himself to his disciples, right, by many infallible proofs. Amen. So that means he didn't show himself, that is, he didn't do it, he showed himself alive. Now he didn't do it once. Amen. You know, they see my hand touching. No, that's not what. Amen. He showed himself via many infallible proofs. So they saw several of proofs, several proofs in the natural to show that this is Jesus. And he did that to show himself alive, actually. To make them know that he is alive. And it's for a reason, because of their work. What is their work? As his witness. Amen. As his witness in all the earth. He's the ones who have to speak about the resurrection. So he showed himself by many fallible proof alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that miracle was to make them know that he is alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. He is alive. And it was to meet an immediate need, because that was the fish that they caught, and the fish that they now ate that night. They ate that day with Jesus. And Jesus then called unto Peter and said, Peter, lower down me more than this. Did you see that? So it was to meet the immediate need. There was no way to reason that Peter or the disciples got rich because of the fish that he caught. Did you see that? So automatically, you are seeing that the miracles of provision is to meet an immediate need in the ministry of Jesus. Amen. Amen. In the ministry of Jesus was to meet an immediate need. Hallelujah.
Was to meet an immediate need.
Was to meet an immediate need.
Not for sustainability.
And take note, after the ministry of Jesus, we didn't find it in the book of Acts. I'm going to tell you the import of that. Amen. Now, you will not sit and there's no light. Even if you believe my needs are met, my bills are paid, and you're not thinking God is not going to lose your possessions. But will God provide? I'm going to teach you. See, so you see, this teaching is actually in depth. Hope you are seeing this. We are going to teach how to believe God for miracles in terms of your material needs. You will show that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you see, why are the believers open to the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. I believe that this teaching is going to lead us into the leading of the Spirit in the coming weeks. I believe that's so strong. Amen. Amen. Hope you learned something. Hope you learned something. Are you sure? Are you sure?
So, like I said, somebody asked me a question. A very wonderful question. One of us, in listening to answering today's question from scriptures, and he said, Pastor, you told us that drinking alcohol is a sin. So what would you say about someone who gets a job to work in an alcoholic company? Or someone who yesterday at time I said, don't rush yourself. Yeah? I said, wait for next week. Might be answered. Doesn't it might not be answered? It might not be answered. But it might be answered. Wait for next week. Don't rush. Amen. I said that to say this to you. Don't rush to try to think in your head, you know the conclusion, because you might not know. You will have to wonder. Trust the Lord. You know, you can just call another miracle of provision. I cannot trust God. I mean, you can't. But you need to listen to the air. How you? The air you understand better. For yes, a man who is born again and cannot trust God for his material needs. Yeah? Because I believe God that my needs are met and my peace are paid. Amen. I believe God. Amen. That my needs are met and my bills are paid. You know, I say that to myself. I say, Pastor, I say it always. My needs are met, my bills are paid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You believe it? You say, my needs to be met. My bills will be paid. But one way you must see your bills being paid is not by sitting there and saying, cool, enter into my prepaid meter. No, it will not happen. If not, or God. No, not like that. I'll teach you. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. I trust God. I believe God like that I have believed God like that in school. I'm serious. But I have no money. No money. But I thought I was going to share that with us today. I told myself, man, smart, if you die, you die. You perish, you perish. I'm serious. Trust God. I didn't have money at all to eat. But that was, those are the days where you will sleep with your stomach on the bed. I said, but I trust you. And lo and behold, I guess one of my roommates, but when I was saying it, I was alone. I said it aloud. I just knew that we didn't get up for 15 minutes.
I remember this day when I saw the person this week. I was driving and I saw this and I said, who's up? I was in there. How is this you? Yeah, you know, I remember that it happened. I said, this was the guy. He attended the university. This was the guy. Just remember, that's not the answer. I'm saying, yeah. You know what he did? I didn't know how he was meant to start up. But I knew that he was coming from class that morning. He had early morning lecture, this lecturer. He was finally at the end. And he will have lecture by 5 p.m. Yeah, 5 p.m. So, my neighbor was still by now. So, my friend was right in school. Offer. Leave your phone one, give me two. 1 o'clock will take you morning, 2 o'clock will take you morning to evening. And cool Pepsi, he knew my time.
You know, it's not cold Pepsi, it's cool Pepsi. You use that to push your father.
I put your letter in your room. I just woke me up.
But he didn't know he had met my
name. You know, if I look back, I see that it's God that has provided.
How about God meet me? I'm going to show you from scripture. God meet needs true believers too. God meet me. Hallelujah.
And that's why I said, I believe this is going to lead us to the leading of the Spirit. Many times, many of us don't even know how to know when God is leading. So meet the need of another person. I will hold back. No,
you will not so learn Christ. Hallelujah. Don't know learn Christ like that. Hallelujah. He met my need. And I'm grateful. Grateful to him. In fact, I got his number. I guess I'm going to share this with him.
I'm going to tell him I was really hungry. See that accent? I was really hungry. Then I was being a man of God. I don't remember the problem. I was just a second year. But if I die, I don't come to you. You know the thing is good. You need it when you come.
I'm just. But I give all this. In my heart, I'm like, come on, see. You know, when you are eating, you say, I'm a man of God. But I'm a man of God. But you know what? He met my need. Hallelujah. And many times too, like that, I've gotten... I used to share one notable one because that money was bigger. This is Otta. Maybe Otta wasn't that. But this is bigger. I gave my whole last money and I didn't also have... There were times I didn't have money in school.
I used to run a business in school called LaserSoft. But for a while, there was no business coming. I don't know if it was calling. Can you repay it? I said, yes. He said, how much? I said, I guess the amount is going to be like this. But today is Sunday. So maybe when I go on Monday, he said, no, send me your account number. He just wired the money, bam! He just said, he's not too care how. He sustained me for almost a week. I got the money. I said, yeah. But today, if I look back, that's God for back. That's God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go and pay that back. Oh Lord.
Hagar, how excellent your name is. How excellent your name in all the earth.